No matter how big your problem may seem, there is a way out. Stop Suffering, a program brought to you by the Universal Church of the Kingdom of God. Join us every Tuesday and Thursday from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. only on Eagle FM.
Matukwela povakwetu, tate kalunga ne muyambeke. May God bless all of you, dear listeners of Ego FM. We are starting now live from the studio of Ego FM here in Vinduk, the program Stop Suffering. And as we always say, we are going to be praying for you before the end of the program, because Pastor Festus, prayer has power.
Prayer has power, Bishop. Eilikano, oline ngono. Obo utopiki nekola diyo epe ifenga ha. We apamwe mo igore fo manashe. No programa oye te lwa luse kongreka Universal Church ha. Ye huli fepo le mono lihuna. Si dimbuka kucha eilikano olina engono. So esu apumbuku ninga. Ukulongi kidoka kopiko eko mivilo kakendeko eko meva. Oponeke hulolo programa hai. Ohatuka ningenyo me eilikano pamwe. Opo kalunga adule okuteapo oma kuma oma uju manene elimenga na mwenye deni. Sha shikeshi uju ouna ehulilo.
And you can call the toll-free number to include your name in the prayer book 0800-22-3335. As we always say, the lines of the toll-free number are available for to include your name, the name of a family member. You have a family member who is sick, who is in hospital, perhaps who is in prison, or you have a problem in your personal life, things are not going well for you, you can include your name in the prayer. We pray because prayer can move mountains. Faith can move mountains and have your glass of water ready. Many people ask, Pastor Festus, why do we ask people to prepare a glass of water? And we always explain to them it's in the Bible. If they have a Bible at home, even in the Bible in Oshivambo language, it is the same.
It's the same, Bishop.
In Exodus 23, verse number 25, I'll repeat. Exodus, book of Exodus, the second book in the Bible, chapter 23, verse 25, there's a promise there. It says, you shall serve the Lord your God, and he will bless your bread and your water, and take away sickness from the midst of you. Perhaps you don't sleep well, you are in pain, you don't have peace. Many people, they don't have peace. There are people who only sleep if they drink alcohol.
Yes, Bishop.
They only sleep if they can smoke a cigarette or they can use a substance, abuse substance. Others, they don't sleep at all. They can spend the whole night in bed, but they turn to one side to the other. They toss and turn, as we say, but they don't sleep. But we want to challenge them. It's a challenge. If they can prepare the glass of water, if they can prepare the bottle of water, we are going to pray. And when they drink with faith, how do you say with faith?
Metavelo.
Metavelo. When they drink metavelo with faith, they sleep well. It's a challenge.
Yes, Bishop.
If they don't sleep well, they don't need to pray. They don't need to listen to the program anymore.
Yes, Bishop.
But I'm sure they will drink the blessed water and they will sleep well.
Yes, Bishop. Hanota kutuane kucha. Omolwa shikembela luse ngenge hatu yamo programa amu hatu pulovanu valongi kidome vavo. Oshashikucha, oshashangwa. Oshashangwa mon biberi. Membola ekstado. Takuchua kucha. Ohandi yambe kome vawe. Nombolo toe. So, ongenge ne oano meva meitavelo. Esho ngole likucha. Ngenge kapena shisha ninguapo. Ngenge nomone lundruko. We shininga meitavelo weitavelo kucha kalunga. Otakufa pujuo eto shiningi meitavelo ndeka pena shisha ninguapo. So then, inopungwa kukufo minga maladuyo ivali. Shashi, eshe atupopi kalunga kepopo pamwena aveshirika. Ashike ngengo une itavelo. Oshikumi falunga sha tuirika nini. Sha sheshi tuhala. Oove umone engono da kalunga. Ini mawalu shengenga tuya mola diyo natango. O hatuye tamwe eho kololo. Olo taliku ulikile nye ovanu engana mwenyo davo dalunduruka. No ma o kololo wita ahulu. Ota ikomesho fi walu shashi eho kololo loe natango. Otali yamu. Olino kuyamu. Ngengo to meita velo. I'm telling them, Bishop, that if you call her, if you drink this water and nothing happened, so then what we are speaking, even the testimony that we are bringing in the radio, they are not really. But the thing is this, if you do it, so you will have the same testimony, just like the testimony that you are bringing to you.
Exactly. As we are saying to you, make it available by faith, and you can start calling the toll-free number. The people waiting to answer your call, to include your name or a name of a family member or friend, 0800-22-3335. And the topic of this week is choose life. Yes, God said in His Word, we are going to read for you later the Bible verse. God says choose life. Perhaps you have been thinking of committing suicide. You have been thinking of ending your life. Don't do that. Last week we had the sad news of a student here in Namibia, in one of the regions in the country, a 15 years old young boy who took his life because of bullying. He was suffering with bullying at school. And perhaps some things happen in your life and you have been thinking of taking your life. Angel, don't do that. Please, don't do it. Suicide, it's never a solution for your problem. Actually, you have to take away the pain, not your life. And that's why we have another testimony every Tuesdays and Thursdays in the Stop Suffering program. We bring to you testimonies of people whose life have changed. And the testimony today, also, I was listening to her testimony before, and she also thought of taking her life. But you're going to hear from herself. Welcome to the Stop Suffering. What's your name again?
My name is Aile Bishop.
Aile. Yes. So, Aile, you thought of, you did you think of taking your life one day?
Yes, I think of killing my life because there was no solution. I have no hope because what I went through, it's a really bad, Bishop. Yes.
So you thought, you didn't, did you try or you just thought of doing that?
I did not try because I was scared of hell. I used to hear about this hell. But I thought of killing myself.
You had this idea in your mind.
Yeah, because I remember one day before I came to church, I was having a conversation with God. I was asking God, my God, either you kill me. Because I was blaming God. Why did you created me? Why did you allow these things to happen in my life? And I told him, either you kill me or you take me to a place where I can find God. Because I remember when I came to church, nobody invited me. I came on my own.
Mm.
Yeah, because I was tired of the world in a very young age.
Yeah, it was God who brought you there.
Yeah, it was God brought me. Yeah.
But let us start. Can you say that, Yoshivambo, what you said, please?
Andidila dila kwa indi mangeleke shashi ondamo ni huna nai ondaya mo medula dishona ponda nda inda ndamo ni huna nda parimi kuluange haningine nai nde fimboli muandi pla atate kalunga kucha kate kalunga oshike una washike washitilange oshike ki befa itwe ki ito dipa yange fio papa nda andi pla kalunga kucha na kwa felenge amdi mone onela pe mone kwafo ape mono mbili cha shondalo lokin mayunion.
Well, as you heard Aila saying, suicide is not a solution. It's not a solution for your problem. So how did your suffering start? As we always ask the testimonies here, there was a moment when the suffering started.
Yes, Bishop.
For most of the testimonies, it started quite young.
Yes.
How did your suffering start?
My suffering started in the age of 7.
As young as 7 years old only?
Yes, Bishop.
What happened?
Growing up, I grew up with my grandmother. At the age of 6, she used to love me very much. But everything started when one day we she invited me to go with her, the witch doctor, in Angola. I remember that time I was just 6 turning 7. And then she told me, no, you have to wake up at 2 o'clock at night.
In the middle of the night?
Yes.
2 in the morning, 2 a.m.?
Yes. Yes, for us to walk to go to Angola, for us to go reach early in the morning. But when you went there, I did not ask her, why are we going to the witch doctor? Coming back to Namibia, it's where everything started. Like, started to hate me, started to abuse me very much. To the point of she started to beat me, Bishop. Like, she would lock me in the room, and then she would beat me with a big stick, Bishop. Like, sometimes she like she want to kill me.
But for what reason? For no reason or for something small or what?
Sometimes for some reason, sometimes for no reason, sometimes. Sometimes I just don't understand.
So before you continue... And that's what's happening, Pastor Festo, with many people.
Yes, Bishop.
They go to the witch doctor, like she went with her...
With my grandmother.
Your grandmother, Mekulu.
Yeah, Mekulu.
Mekulu.
Mm-hmm.
She went with Mekulu to the witch doctor. Then Angola, they left Namibia. They went there thinking that things would get better.
Mm.
But instead, they became even worse.
More than worse, Bishop.
Before you speak, so that's the situation. Perhaps they went somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they went to Angola.
Kashimbo akenda balokuya pe nere donumba ukakonge kwa feronga ili tati kuja o mekuluae o medu la dishona o kwenye talako Angola akamonenge mekwa fo ndeishi kuja ako ongaloya ninganei o kwenye ngovene kwa tafano lilina ona mekuluae o kuja kendo doko o kudengwa ikeno kumoni huna opuo pa moto shakene komo ujua fafana kashimbo akenda bala njini ma ya huli la munye ngu ya ukeke kowi so uno mito eshi wapumboku ninga otodru kutu dengela kutu dengela kweoko otoka mone kwafo mome ilikano nomo maokolo loyo oe otoka monamu mabatelo o ehungo mwenyo ono otodengele kwa longwa nale ngena okupopita nave okushikucha nge ena kukubatela so oto dengene kono mala etongo di onola no hetatu nonola ombali bavali nonatu batatu nonano.
So 0800-222-333-5 is the number to call, include your name in the prayer book. So do you remember what the things that, we don't need to say them, but do you remember the things that happened there in Angola, what the witch doctor did?
Yes, sometimes we used to go for a black chicken, but to the point sometimes they would left me outside and then they would go in the room.
And you didn't see what they were doing? Yeah, and
then because I'm small, I don't even concentrate more what they are doing.
You don't even pay attention?
Yeah, I don't pay attention. And it did not stop there. We continue going there.
It was not just once.
Yeah, it was not once. Like, we used to go there like every month.
But every month?
Yes, but she don't used to tell me, what are we going to do there? And I'm scared to ask her because she was more very, like, she used to be more aggressive. Like,
ask, she should be angry.
Yeah, because from there, I never saw my grandmother happy. Like, when you see my grandmother happy, unless she's drunk, even the neighbors, they know her very well. Like, to the point sometimes, like, I remember one day, I got tired of being beaten, Bishop.
Mm.
And then I remember one day, she cut me with a panga. Because she don't care, whatever she has in the hand, she will beat you with. She cut me with a panga here on the feet. Oh, emonori hunara njo alata meka, apashi mekuruanga atpa yana ya muangola. Toa akufangi tatina tuya muangola ndekanchi kutuke ndudu muangola. Oku japonga kwa kala ni hani nginge na hii. Taningine na itadengenge fimbolimwe gashineshto amendo dunga kanchiku chakatalashike andina kufumanika shashi tandiduru kumpola kucha atuka ningashike kendo dushashonda tsila ujapone ngao kwa kale hadengenge taningine na iyo pena fimbolimwe shikando shimwe kwa late tange ne katana ko madi.
So the boy you were going there,
the more thing become worse.
It was getting worse.
Very worse, Bishop.
So she would take anything to beat you up.
She would lock me in the room and beat me.
Mm.
And she don't care. Like sometimes, and she will call me words. Like she will kiss me. You are nothing. You
call you names.
Yeah, with my mother. Like she will, like seriously, Bishop. Like I remember some of the words that you used to call me. It really happened. Like you are nothing. Because I even left the school because of that. in the grade.
So it it affected even your studies.
It really affected my studies because I used to be smart in school because of abuse. I got tired. I got tired of being beaten to the point that I don't used to cry anymore. No tear will come out because I get used to it. Like sometimes you think it's a daily bread. What must I do? Like one day I remember I went to sleep in the bush for the whole week. And that bush.
Sorry. You went to sleep in the bush?
Yes, for the whole week.
For 1 week?
Yes.
At what age were you that time?
8.
8 years old only?
Yes, Bishop.
And sleep in the bush the whole week?
Yes.
Why?
I'm very tired. I'm very tired of being beaten. Because when I used to go sleep at the neighbor, obviously she will come look for me. And then from there, I decided, okay, my grandmother thing is mad now. Okay, I'll go, just go sleep in the bush. And then people used to say that in the bush, there used to be ghosts. But for me, I don't care because I have no alternative. Because like, what must I do anymore? Because I'm tired of being beaten.
You didn't want to be beaten.
I don't want
That's
to
why
be
you
beaten.
Said, let me sleep in the bush.
Because if you see me, obviously you go beat me, Bishop. Sometimes, like, what I don't used to like is when she locked me in the room. It's like she want to kill me.
So did you have, which kind of feelings? I believe they were not good feelings.
Yes.
Which kind of feelings were you growing up as a young girl? Which kind of feelings were you having inside of you, especially towards your Mekul?
Sometimes you keep grudges, but not really for long because I was small. Sometimes you just say, it's fine because you never allow me to go to my parents to go visit my mom also. I just have to accept it, like whatever that is happening to my life, to the point that one day, like, I started to sleep with men in a very young age because of the pain, because of I want to fulfill my pain now. I started to say, I don't care anymore. What is the use for me? I'm always be beaten now. I just started to sleep. Because I remember in the age of 9, I remember sleeping with someone that is very big. Like very, very big, Bishop.
So from the age of 9 years old,
yes,
because of that anger that you had inside, you decided to give yourself to,
yes, Bishop,
to men.
Yes, because I want something to fulfill myself.
You were looking for?
For peace.
For peace.
Yeah.
But did you find peace doing that?
I could not find it. Everything become more worse even.
And that's why, before you continue, we want to say to those who are listening to us that her life has changed. Her life today is different.
Yes.
And for those of you who are listening right now, because there are people,
yes,
you see, she started suffering at the age of 7, 8, 9 years old. 9 years old. So there are people who also are listening to us right now, they started suffering at that age. But for many, they think there is no solution. They got even used with this, like she said. She was not crying. You're not crying anymore.
I don't used to cry anymore.
There was a moment, stop crying.
Yes.
Because you got...
She will beat me. I'll give myself to her. She will beat me as much as she wants.
And you wouldn't cry anymore.
Yes, Bishop.
You'd feel the pain?
Yes. Very much pain.
But you didn't cry anymore.
Yes, because my body used to be swallow.
Yes. And there are people like this, Pastor Festus. They think that their life, they think they were born to suffer. But they were not born to suffer.
Yes, Bishop. Bishop, what did you say? When you were born, you were born to suffer. 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 No, na pui haluka no kurieri mo minima yo malu ondelo o medu la dili ngoi dishona otati kucha o shikando sha esho tango onon makulen dule kukule kule mo washo kwalo kwale udona waloko mwenyo halo nute mu difana wa sha shikena e udolo nawa mu mboka mune e udolo nawa she morwa Molo ashi ke e fimbolo tete me kuluae empala ilo vaya kendudu. No kuja ashi ke kendudu oko. Ova jako ka penala yombili. Nombili akana mumumbo. Na shotoke shipulikina natango kucha. Ombili okoe nambili oko kwa huli la penyo toke shudano hona tango. Ashi koshi mashua pumbo oku udange yengo tosha kene kujua fapo. Oshishi kucha opu nonjila yoku jamo. Nonjila yoku jamo. O mwene Yesus Kristu sa. O kapena umo mwa no utayanjo ngala mwenye ekuye. Ndele ina mwona engono dae. Keshe tu umwe. Mahoko lolo maapkatu kupepe ifenga. Keshe tu umo mwa no. O ayanjo ngala mwenye ekuye. Mwomo ujuae. Sho ovali. Kalungo kwema kufamu.
What did you say, Pastor?
I'm saying that the way out of that situation, those who are facing the same situation, the way out is the Lord. That's why we give you all the testimony that we give to you, all of them that give their life to God, God take them out of those situations.
Yeah, that's what happened to the testimony here today. Ayla, her life was transformed and you want a new life. Perhaps you suffered from a very young age. We're talking to everybody tonight, but especially to those who started suffering at a very young age like her. Beaten up, and she gave herself to sleep with men at the age of 9 years old. And there are people who think that they have this inside of them. I was born to suffer.
Mm.
That's life. I was born to suffer. But you're not born to suffer. We're going to prove that to you through her testimony and through the word of God. 0800-22-3335. Call now. Call the toll-free number now and include your name or the name of your family member in the prayer book. Now, so then you started sleep with men and from there?
Yes, Bishop. And then from there...
Did you find the happiness in that?
No, Bishop. Things become worse. I never found happiness in all those things. And then I remember I had to leave the house like without telling my grandmother, because I'm very tired, Bishop. I need to go look for my mom, because I'm very tired of life. Because it's like I become a slave of my grandmother. To the point sometimes she will like make me. I remember I started to carry even the container when I was 7. It's like I'm a slave. I'll do everything for her. I'll wash everything for her in a very young age. I'll cook for her. And then when I went to my to go look for my mom, I really need to walk a long distance from going from that village to another village. Because I was not having transport money. Like on the way, men has to take advantage of me. They were telling me, no, if you want us to give you money, you need to sleep with me. And then I remember like there was one man. I agreed because there's no way for me to do. Because I need to go look for my mom, Bishop. Mm-hmm. And then the man said, no, just, and then I agreed to us at night. Because I remember I walked 2 days.
2 days?
Yes, walking to go look for my mom. But I have to sleep on the way, like, for the whole week, because there's no one wanted to give me money. And then I agree with that man. So I said, okay, let me just go sleep with a man. But lucky enough, he said, the man, like, he left the money on the table, and then he went to go bath. When he went to go bath, I take the money. And then I ran away that night. I went to go sleep at one house. And one mommy, I beg her, please help me to sleep here so that in the morning I'll continue. I'm going to look for my mom. I don't know where she, but I'm going there. The people tell me, no, she's another village. Okujano ponga monolangeli huna shintaka ndi moni huna ndi dengwa na hii. Onda kufe tokolo ndi fie po mekulu. Ndi kako nge memo wangisha shiri memo wangisha kwa ndisha apeli. Okuyane munjila ndi kako nge memo wangu ndakala ndende. Omafikweli avali ndende. Shashi kabe na ala kupango shimalu ndakala ndende dipo. Village ya imuule oshivike. Hapa no mati umwe. Ndaka muna po mati umwa la kuna ngalana ameshashi. Opo hape ngoshimaruwa. Ne ukweki koshane onda. Ndaka agiringa na hindi na ngalena e. Mala ukweki koshashi afiki kosho kwa fia pimaruwa. Nishina fia pimaruwa njiva kapa njifaduka po. Ndika na ngala kumboli.
In which kind of thoughts? I have to ask you this question. Which kind of thoughts going through all this suffering? Which kind of thoughts would go through your mind?
The thought is like I'm nobody. Like I would just think I'm nobody. I was just born to suffer. And then and then like when in the next morning when I got that money that I stole from the guy, when I went to go look for my mom, I remember my mom was crying very much. But for me, I was not crying because
You found her.
Yeah, I found her. And then she was crying, oh, what happened to you? Because my grandmother never allowed us to go visit our parents.
Mm.
We just know when you call there, you just gossip about me. And then when I went to my mom, like comparing to my grandmother is rich, like she have everything. Because she used to sell as a bean, because I started also to drink alcohol in the age of 6. I used to drink alcohol.
From the age of 6 years old, because she was selling alcohol.
Yeah, I would be given when customer coming, I'll test Punya Punya, Castel, old bag.
All those alcoholic drinks.
Yeah, and Tombo. I'll drink everything, Bishop.
Starting from the age of 6 years old.
Yeah, starting the age of 6 years old.
Okay, now you found your mother.
Yes, I found my mom. But comparing like the situation to my grandmother, my grandmother is everything. But to my mom, there's like they were really struggling, like when you see the situation.
But like just, no food, no proper food.
Yeah, but my grandmother, there's everything, but even if there is everything, sometimes you'll be told the whole week will not eat. Yeah, she will tell you, no, the whole week no one will cook in my kitchen. But to my mom, like everything, like things, not really. But I just have to stay there. But even though I stayed there, she has to look for me. She came to get me. Then I went with her. I only stayed my grandmother.
Mekulu came to fetch
you. Yeah, she came to fetch me. I went there. I just stayed for a year. Yeah.
Carry on, please.
I just stayed for a year, then I went back again to go look for my mom. But being there, like, what really happened there to my mom is, like, something that really destroyed my life now that adds to the life that I used to live. That this one is very worse. Like, someone, like, a man has to force me, and then she raped me, and then I became pregnant.
Now, when you moved to your mother, another village, one man...
Yeah.
Abused you.
Yes.
You suffered. You were raped.
Yeah. He had the abuse to another abuse again.
And you fell pregnant.
Yes, Bishop.
How old were you that time?
That time I was.
More or less.
I was 15.
Now you are about 15 years old.
Yes, Bishop. And then this thing, it really make me to not to value myself anymore. It's making I don't care anymore. Who am I now? Like, I started to hate myself. I started, like, to lock myself in the room. I don't want to speak with anyone. And then the worst moment is, like, when I wanted to tell my mom what happened, she shouted at me, and then I just close up. I don't want to tell anyone anymore. I keep everything for myself. Like, they used to call me to go eat, but I would stay hungry, like, maybe 2 weeks. I would not even bath. Like, for maybe a month, I would not bath, Bishop.
Yeah, so can you say that also in your Shivambo, please?
Sinenda akumeme wange shaka jana pa omachomwe aka kwatango ngonga opone ndaka muna oshike kucha ongala munyomboli kayo wavali kwame kuja panga ndaka kala ne nanjale ke vali kupopsa no ndaka kanji patele mundu da ndale ke fumbodi mundi nda kulombola mwangu choshike sha holokapo kwa memala memwango okwa hanyu kilango ku Japan kaonda nda ni maisho ndei kipingi ke kwa memwene ku Japan kao nda mone ku chamingisha nishisha vali mpoli nishi nda dame kane ku kala nokuli ndende ke vali non.
So, and for those who are listening to us right now, Pastor Festus,
yes,
who think that there is no solution for them, there was solution for Aili. And there is a solution for this person who is listening to us.
Yes, Bishop.
If they can believe, may tavelo, their lives can change.
Yes. Kashimbo nga shitopi kine kihokololo la Aili peifenga ha. Kashimbo otopi chile mo ngara mo nyia fafana. Uwete kuchaka penario wena na ve. Ove ono hona tango kuna wanu. O ngara mo nyo wiku plashi. Itolifile shisho vali ngashi. Aili tati kuchano kuikosha kwa yo kwali. Kwa ninga kujuu hiko shaike lungalu ke no mwe joto upiti pwe ikon mi nele ndifana ndo meva shopwa mo owele kelash owete kuchongela mwenye owe kelash yon nune natango pe ifengengo owele kelash ove mwene ovan mawaveri pope pinave no natango na ove kwe kelash shashi kuna sha eshi to yanje konu mawia ika elimove show Eshu wapumbu kuninga, kufeto kololoe, opuduro kuyanjo ngalamonyoe kukalunga. Kalungo otaduro kurunduro ngalamonyoe. Nando ikale ya pichi la peni. Atishit, Bishop.
Yeah, they can find a way out. They can find a solution. Tate kalunga oya tate.
Mm-hmm.
Tate kalunga oya tate. Yes, God is Father. And the same way her life changed, your life can change as well. So call the toll-free number now, 0800-22-333-5. Include your name, the name of family member in the prayer book. We are going to have a short break now. Short break. And after that, we're going to continue with the testimony. And before the end of the program, remember, we are going to have the moment of prayer. Prayer has power. Prayer can move mountains. When you drink the blessed water, you are going to sleep well. We are going to have the short break now. Don't go anywhere. This is the Stop Suffering on Ego FM.
Uchane udi woye usike peni, okuna onjira okozamu. Kuri sapo okumona ihuna. Oprohorama toi eterwa kongerka yo universal yoshirongo shakarunga. Paturura ora dioyoye etiari netine. Pomwei sigo omlongo uusiku. Kekusi kusi jo Igor FM.
Yes, we are back. And we're going to continue a little bit more with the testimony of Ailey. Though we are not going to conclude the testimony today, we are going to continue on Thursday. Okay, so those who are listening to us now, remember, every Tuesdays and every Thursday, same time, 9 p.m., here on Ego FM, we have the Stop Suffering program. So, Ailey, so now, at the age of 15,
yes, Bishop.
You were raped.
Yes, Bishop.
And you fell pregnant.
Yes, Bishop.
And what happened from there?
Like, what happened from there, Bishop? Like, the man, like, I feel like I'm nothing, I'm useless. Like, and then, like, I was telling myself that this man really destroyed my life and also make me, I become nobody now. I don't have a dream anymore. And then I started to give myself, like, because my family also, they need support. I just asked also to sleep with men now, like, just for me also to get support. I started to give myself, like, I don't mind anymore. Whatever comes, as long as I'll get something for myself. Because I'm used anymore. What is the use now? Because that one already destroyed myself, like, I'm nobody anymore now. Just do what I want to do. As long as I will get something that I will support myself. I'll
so you stopped, yeah. You stopped valuing yourself.
Yes.
It's like you have...
I have no dream. Like, my life is just to give birth. Because the person already destroyed myself. Because I remember, like, for myself, I never wanted a child in my life. But since now that thing happened, I just started to give myself. Like, I don't value myself anymore, Bishop. I don't have any value.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And this idea, and this thought that you were having of dying, because you said you didn't commit suicide, that's why you are here, of course. But which thoughts were coming to your mind? Like, it's better to die.
Yeah.
I don't want to live. I don't want to put words. What was happening in your mind?
Like, I remember, like, sometimes I will provoke my mom and then I'll tell her, I'm going to hang myself now because you guys don't love me. Like, for me, it's like people don't love me. No one loves me. I feel like nobody loves me. It's like, I just want to. Sometimes I used to blame God more. Why did you created me? Why did you not allow me to die? Why did you created me? Like, when I look at people living a good life and I look at my life now, it's like, sometimes, like, I'm useless. Sometimes, like, I don't want to live anymore, Bishop. So, shenenda ninge eterelonga ho, ndakala ne noku mona kuchamingi nishi shavali, ame fimboli mwondekita numajila dulo oku imangeleka fimboli mwandiko ngomi mwange mimepopo njilo mbole kucha mboli nandiki imangeleke mboli kave olenge, fimboli mwe, like fimboli mwandika ndahalo ohole kovanu malo holo yanchimon.
So, today, her life is different. Today her life's changed. So we are not going to say to people today how your life, of course it was by faith, metavel. But because they will listen again on Thursday, they will invite the families, they will invite the friends, they will invite neighbors, because it's a very powerful story. And how is your life today?
Today my life, like even the smile that I have, today my life is really different, Bishop. Like seriously, I never thought if I could value myself, I never thought if I would be somebody today. Today I'm really blessed, Bishop.
Who are you today?
Today I'm married. I have peace that I was looking in the world. Like I remember the first day when I came to church, I tell God, my God, this place that I came, my God, I want peace. And then I received peace.
Bishop. You have peace today?
Yeah, that no one can even take away from me.
So today you are happily married?
Yeah, very much, Bishop.
Yeah.
Today I'm happily married to my lovely husband.
Yeah. How long have you been married now?
Yeah, we got married last year, wedding of wedding.
Ah.
Yeah. It's going maybe to be almost a year.
It's a year now.
Yeah.
Almost a year. Yeah. You are still in the honeymoon.
Yes, Bishop, very much. We are still in the honeymoon.
So what would you like to say to the people, especially to women, but to everybody? There are many women listening right now throughout the country, but also in the north. What's the name of the village you come from?
Ongenga.
Ongenga. Is which region?
Ongwena.
Ongwena region. There are many people listening right now from Ongwena region, Omusachi region, Oshana region, from the whole country. They are listening to us from Comas, from Erongo, and they think because of what they suffered, just like you, they started suffering at a very young age. And for them, some are like you, they don't even cry anymore.
Yes, Bishop.
It's like they are used, they are suffering, but they don't cry anymore. They're just used with the pain, with the abuse, with the suffering.
Yes.
What would you like to say to them?
Can I speak in the show?
Please.
Shindala, etunkumo langolje kapakucha, unenengo, especially women's, unenengo kwa meme, nukanyasha bopeife, tatekalunga oyeike, oyege taduruku kwa folonga la mwenye, kapina valjuyo mwenye. Nandeno wende momo ujue fike pene, sheke waya kukalunga, oteku kwa fa. Sazi, God is great, Bishop. There is no one else, like, as he says that, seek first the kingdom of God and everything shall be added to you. Kalunga oyege kapina valjuyo mwenye, shaa waanjo mwenye waye aushekuye, onga la mwenye washo otishenji, kalunga oyetate. And God is really great, and He can change your life. And I can testify about that. How did He change my life? And He really changed my life. Even my family can see that God really changed my life. And then the grandmother that abused me is my best friend now.
Wow!
Like seriously, she's really my best friend.
You forgave her?
Yeah, I forgave her. Now she loves me more. Like even yesterday, we were speaking and I was telling my husband,
Yesterday? Yeah, yesterday. You were talking to her over the phone?
Yeah. And then she asked, oh, how is your lovely husband? I said, no, my husband is fine. Like, yeah.
Amen. Tate kalunga uike. I learned a new one. Tate kalunga?
Oike.
Oike. So, if they want to hear how your life changed, we are going to be back on Thursday if yes, God allows us, and I believe He will allow us, because there is a solution. Choose life. That's the theme of the program. So I'll wait for you and your husband. He's here next to her. You can't see, but he's here.
Yes.
They are together here in the studio with us. Thursday they'll be back, and they can invite family, friends to listen to the testimony. What's your full name?
Aile Makali. Yes.
She'll be back. Aile Makali will be back here on Thursday. Thank you, Maile, for today.
Okay, Bishop.
We'll speak again on Thursday.
Okay, Bishop.
God bless. Tate kalunga le mwembeke. So, you are listening to us now. Call the toll-free number. 0800-22-3335. Include your name in the prayer book. Especially those who are suffering since they were children. There are many who are suffering. Since they understand themselves as a human being, like 6 years old or 7 years old, depends, it changes from person. But since they understand, they can remember. Since they can remember, they suffer. These are the ones that God wants to bless everybody, but these are the ones God wants to do. The bigger the problem, the bigger will be the testimony.
Yes. Bishop Atati Kucha, unene to ove o wamoni huna kuja kefimbolo elu unona fio pe ifenga houli me manoli huna uete kucho washuna washuna koni ma, iku, kuna uete kucha kuno na kuiwa ongara mwenye uete ikia faye kero washingainya ove na ave mweno uele kelashe kucha nuju ukalu vikepeni unene to ove wapitila musho wapitila momo ujuma hapu kalungo takongo venya veli vali vafa veli monte Opeva ambula po, oshashamba kucha, kalunga, ohayambula po, vo veli, vapa veli monte, vapa ve keruashi. Opeva tule pamwe, nova nenenu, ove pamwe, uwete we keruashi monena, kalungo, vunene ta kongo, vo utopitile momoju. Ulipong natu, no, yo madira diro kujipa, osho inopumbo kushini ningila, nande.
Yeah, they should call now, include their names in the prayer book. It's a challenge. It's a challenge, Konja. It's a challenge that we're making with people, especially those who don't sleep at night. There are people who suffer with bad dreams.
Yes.
They suffer with nightmares. They suffer with spiritual attacks at night, like husband of the night, wife of the night. If they want to sleep well tonight, they'll prepare the glass of water, the bottle of water, and we're going to pray in Jesus' name, and they'll sleep well.
Takutua kucha, elie shongwa tuku ningire paifenga ha kucha, uyoko fufiku, uneasema nebo pamepo, uneme poadzi kupia neke, ngengo wanangara na ndokuri, njo didi yaike, unomepoya kwa mungu, topia ne kwa mama dira ziro ye na shitopendu kotu, mbrimo penduka wafawalo loka, atu ninge shongo, kufoka kende kwa yeko mea paifenga esha atu ninge ilika nweringa ha watu toko la kucha nina unakukofa nawa
yeah you can call now 0800 223 335 there are people waiting to answer your call I would like now to share with you the Bible verse of tonight every program we share with you the Bible verse the theme of this week is choose life Ailish, she chose life, and that's why today her life is different. It says in Deuteronomy chapter number 30, book of Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 15. It says, verse number 15, see, I have set before you today, Nena, life and good, death and evil. In that, it says, see, I have set before you today, life and good, death and evil. And God wants us to choose what? Life. God wants us to choose life. So you can choose life. Perhaps you are thinking of committing suicide. Perhaps you are thinking of taking your life. It's never a solution. That's why we want to invite you to pray with us. Perhaps there's this evil voice saying to this person, end your life.
Yes, Bishop.
End your life. And by the way, if you are thinking, if you don't sleep well at night, if you are having troubles, you can call now. We can speak to you live as well. 083. We are opening the lines now to speak live with you. 083-288-401. You who are desperate, you need help. You need help. They can call now because we are here to help them.
Yes. Hano prigi natakuchua kucha. Kalungo tati kucha. Onda tula. Omwenyo. Neso komisho. Kalunga tati kucha. Holola. Omwenyo. Openova nuvamwe. Venoma hololo memwenyo davo. Eso, okulikufo mwenyo, okusa. Kalungo tati nekucha, holo lo mwenyo, o mwenyo omo kuholo tuhange peni. Ngengo ujitenale wafawasa, ngengo ujitenale wafininikwa, ngengo ujitenale ulimoma ujuma hapo. O mwenyo tuhange peni, o mwenyo tuhange pukalunga. Kalungo yo mwenyo, pushatana kapeno mwenyo, munyu nika muno mwenyo, ovanuwa hapo takenda baloku okulongi fi nganga mwifi, takenda baloku okulongi fo malodu, tatipu ya mwe ta muno mwenyo, ta muno mbili, ta mwene hafu, kalimomo, vamota vivende no mamvendo inima inganga mwifi. Nde, natango eshingo toka penduka, ongana mwenyo oya ekuju palela, veto jiladela nekucha, nandiku fo mwenyo, ahawino shiningilasho.
And in verse 19, You can call now if you want. 083-2888-401 to speak to us live here. You need help, you can call. But on verse 19, it says more, I call heaven and earth as witness today against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life. So God wants this person not to choose death, but to choose life.
Yes. Tachua kauchia kalungo kwa hala ave, uholole, eholole shima shilime nyara doe, kashiri, shitashi dikwa ave, no pei feke nga ashuli opa. Todro kufa ngo diwende tokufa. Holola kuyamo meponde toningiru elikano. Holola kalunga shashi okuno mwenyo. What I'm saying is, Bishop, that the choice is one of the things that God gives to us. It's free. They can choose. Or they can choose to suffer, continue suffering, or they can choose life, which is free.
As you said, Aila, she chose life.
Yes, Bishop.
Yes, she suffered from a very young age. We are going to have another break. We can call 083-2888-401, speak to us live. Or if you want to speak privately, 0800-22-3335, the toll-free number. Let us go to the break. I'm going to be right back.
Dit maak nie saak hoe groot jou probleme mag lyk nie. Daar is 'n uitweg. Hou op om te lê. Program gebring deur die Universele Kerk van die Koninkryk van God. Elke Dinsdag en Donderdag van 9:00 tot 10:00 in die aand hier op Eagle FM.
And the lines are open. The lines are open for you to call and speak to us live. 083-2888-401. We are live from the studios here in Vinduk. That's the Stop Suffering. The testimony of Aila, it's very powerful. She started suffering at the age of 6 years. And she even thought of taking her life with the amount of suffering she... And there are people like this. There are people that they suffered so much. They have been suffering so much since a very young age, that for them, they don't know any other kind of life. There are people who don't know any other kind of life. For them, life is suffering. That's why people, they think of committing suicide.
Mm-hmm.
Because they think that to live is to suffer. But that's not what God wants. God wants people to choose life.
Yes, Bishop. Otushishi, lela lela shaye lakucha, omunova nutava moni huna munyuni, onuto moni huna, nde kushi kucha no guri otoduru kushi ningavali nga ipi. No, aninga ike watunda no guri kucha ahawe, kucho shike amenandikale nime mono li huna lange. So, ovene tifano apa, opudule kuja momi huna ayo. Eshu wapumbo kuninga, eholo longa shitashipopi wakucha, holola. O ve mwene uno kuholola, ungashi aili ye mwene aninge hololola ye mwene. Opradulo kuyanjo ngala mwenye ye kukalunga shu. Ototu dengele ne, kono mola yongo ji, mo studio peife nga ha, onola, ohetatu, onatu, ombali, ohetatu veli vatatu, one, nonola, noimu.
And that's why the door of the Universal Church is open every day. Every day. One day, Aila, she found the door of the church open. She's going to share with us how she arrived in the church, how her life has changed, and the doors are open. If you are suffering, you see, when people, they have a toothache, they had a pain, a toothache, where do they go?
To the doctor, Bishop.
To the dentist, to the doctor. Because they know, for me to solve this problem, for me to solve this pain that I'm feeling in my tooth, I need to look for the one who understands. And God is the one who understands. God is the one who is the creator. He is the creator. So God is the one who can assist you. Perhaps this person has been going to places like she was going with the Mekulu, with the grandmother. She was going to Angola, as she said, every month.
Mm-hmm.
They were going there every month. But that was not the right place for them to go. Because the more they were going there, the situation was getting worse.
Yes, Bishop. There is a right place for everything. Pena opena onele ya keshe shimwe. Pena omu upiaka jamu tuwa durukwa akonjifa. Ponele dapuka. choshwete kucha anu wapu waki hanga vanyengwa. Chacho tako njefa upya kazi ponele ya puka. Ito dulu kutwala eyo loe kundoko tola omesho. Unakutwalo mayo kundoko tola omayo. You need to take the tooth not to the doctor of eyes. You need to go to the doctor of teeth.
Exactly. Yes. There is a right place for everything. And the right place for this person to change her life, it's in the house of God. That's why the doors of Universal Church, they're open every day. And the prayers are for free. They are very welcome to visit us. Even if they are from another denomination, the doors are open. And I'm sure God can bless you. And remember, before the end of the program, we are going to make a prayer for you. You can have a glass of water. You can have a bottle of water ready. And as we always say here, there are people who ask like this. Does the thing of the water works?
Mm-hmm.
How can they know if something works if they don't try it?
You have to try. Unoku kufombinga. Ngeng otoke shishiva ngaheri pikucha omeva hatukulombwele atwayambeka pape ifeng uri apa uriko kule kuloko uri kucha ngengo hanu oshikumifalongo tashikalongo so unoku okukenda bala unoku okukufombinga unoku ama ovutale kucha kango kwatina le kucha yele keninge mutale ngenge itandimiyambeke.
Yeah, you have to try. You can only know if it really works if you try, if you give God an opportunity. That's what she did. The grandmother was trying to go to that place there in Angola, but it was not working. It was getting worse and worse. But the moment later on in life, when she came to the door, to the house of God, and she started using her faith, she learned how to use her faith, that's how her life changed.
Yes, Bishop. Ngashiketa kutuwa kucha. Monoli hunali hapumo katiko ngaramu nyo dovanu kalidi kuchangeno kape na she kandure polo nkundu kandure polo nkundu okolidi okuche ikova mitapi ipe nere domo njila ilo pango unoshi mashinya kontima kucha itandi mongereka malo kuche ike yesu tati kucha holola hololo mwenyo okuno mwenyo mwenyo okouli okuno mwenyo ouli udite wafa uwafindi wapedu omwenyo okouli. What I'm saying here, Bishop, is that many people think that there is no life, but life is there. God say, choose life. Even if they are feeling like to kill themselves, there is life. Life is there. What they need to do is just to choose and come to the right place because there is life.
And that's why the testimonies are here every week. I think we have the first caller.
Good evening, caller. Uma tokera pon dengi. Hello.
I think we lost the caller, but you can keep trying. 083-288-8401. You need help in prayer. We are going to be praying for you shortly. But you can also call the toll-free number of the church, 0800-22-3335. That's the one for the church. Okay, I'm not going to speak to us live. But there are people waiting for your call to include your name. Perhaps you have a family member. Perhaps it's not you. Because, you know, when you have a family member who is suffering with addiction, or perhaps your family member is involved with bad friends, it will affect you. When you have a family member who is in suffering, that suffering of that family member, it will affect you. I think we have the caller now.
Good evening,
Pastor.
Good evening, sir. How are you?
I'm fine.
I'm talking about now.
I
Okay, so there in Oshakati, Pastor Theodore. Are the doors of Universal Church open there in Oshakati?
They are open, Bishop. Tomorrow we are open. We are here in Ongwediva, in Oshakati Main Road, opposite Oshilemba. The church services 7 a.m., 10 a.m., 3 p.m., and 6 in the evening. Bishop. Everyone is welcome. We are here to help everyone.
So those who are suffering, those who are in pain, they can find help.
Yes, Bishop. We are here at the church, Bishop, to help everyone who's in need of help, Bishop.
Okay. Thank you very much. We are going to be praying shortly. Thank you, Pastor Theodore. We are going to be praying shortly because now we are only left with 5 minutes. Have a glass of water ready because we are going to be talking. They can prepare the glass of water now.
Tolo mingi toka kupiko eko mea paifenga ha. Shashi elika notari tamege paifenga. Ove no family oe. Kare ni pola diyo shashi paifenga ha. Api mo mefimbo le elikano.
Let us talk to God. It's a moment of prayer.
When life becomes too hard to bear, leaving you overwhelmed and confused by the many problems that you face, why not turn to God in this time of trouble and hardship? Let us have a moment of prayer. Prepare your glass of water to bless you and your family. Let's talk to God.
Kalunga kange medina la Jesus Christus. Efimbweli lokongulo shele la kalunga kange otea meholo ke poloe. Hase atuke kalunga kange ndele komi kungulo no mikungulo no mokati ko shilongo. Omuno vanu voe ovotalamono ihuna wapumbwe kwa foloe. Kalunga kange peifenga uhandi kuinjila upu hanyene mepradishe di. Uhanu nepo eme podoma fingo, eme podoma ulodi, eme podoma mono ihuna. Kashimbo mota mono ihuna moma fini niko. Ta apitire mwa kwane dimo, ta apitire mashinda. Ashike, ihuna yote idiku shatana. Shatana wa mangwa ne mepode adishe. Ove ongana uni. Ongala mwenye ito duruvali kuihana unapo. Inima yote. Atuyambe komeva avo kalunga kange. Opi kumifalonga oe kalunga kange. Ilongwe mengala mwenye dovanu voe. Ome dina la Jesus Christus. Ohandi ilikana.
Father, we pray in Jesus' name for this water. As they'll be drinking from this blessed water, my God. Whatever evil force, whatever evil spirit that is disturbing them, the spirit of suicidal thoughts, of depression, of addiction, of witchcraft, of curse, of bad luck, in Jesus' name, get out now. Get out now of their lives, because we declare this water blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. Drink the water. Drink now the water with faith. Meitavelo. Amen. Praise be to God. Praise God. You're going to sleep well tonight. Huh? You are going to sleep well tonight. They will have the best night of this, best night of sleep they ever had. And on Thursday, we are going to be back here on Eagle FM, same time, and we are going to be hearing the conclusion of Ayla's testimony. How her life has been transformed. Somebody who started suffering at a so very young age. And you are most welcome to join us again. Tell your family. Tell your friends. Speak to them about this powerful testimony that we have. And tomorrow, this person who is listening to us, tomorrow, they will be the ones testifying.
Yeah. Mungulo veto anji okololo. Ngashike walongi fomeawe ne na paife ngaha. Mungulo vetu ya njokololo. Tunaku tudengela. Shashi mungulo vetu ya njokololo. Reshi tu ya tudengele.
Yeah, because people have to understand that the problem of today is the testimony of tomorrow.
Yes, Bishop.
You are having a problem today. It's okay. Tomorrow this problem will be a testimony. There's no testimony without problem.
Yes, Bishop.
All the testimonies, they started with the problem.
With a problem. Takujua kucha umahokololo aeshe. Ohata meke no mauju. O utahokolola nena. O kwalie nuju. Ini maayo takutuwa kucha. Peife ove washala kuyanje hokololoe. Toduru kuyanje mongula no gulinale.
That's why the door of the church is open. Our Cathedral of Faith in Vinduk. 32 Independence Avenue, Ospamplatz. 32 Independence Avenue, Ospamplatz. Here in the CBG of Vinduk. The services at 7 and 10 in the morning, 12 lunchtime, service 3 p.m. afternoon service, main service at 6 p.m. in Greenwell.
Mo Greenwell to hangemo Daniel Street, po pepino kapolif, etungilo lo lilipola kula, omoto angongireka university church ametungilo move nomo
ino kuriangava. We are on Dodo Street opposite ShopRite USave. We call it Stop and Pray. 7 o'clock, 10 o'clock in the morning, 3 p.m. in the afternoon, and 6 p.m.
Katutura.
Katutura, we're in Richard Kamahuka Street, where it meets Independence Avenue, 6, 7, 10, 12, 3, and 6 in the afternoon.
Mix Breakwater.
In Mix Breakwater, we are in the location called Efululu. The service is 3 and 6 p.m. in the afternoon.
Ochomise.
In Ochomise, we are in the location of 7 Akdelan in the street of Istanbul. Our service is 3 and 6 in the afternoon.
Okay, call the toll-free number, inquire the nearest address, 0800 223435. Have a good night. Tate kalunga ne muyembeke.